Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is A Little Bit of Luke. We're teaching and preaching through the Gospel of Luke in church right now, so this is the first of a number of little bits of Luke. Today, some background. The author of the Gospel that's given the name the Gospel according to Luke. Was it really by Luke? How do we really know? Because the Gospel itself does not mention that Luke is the author. He doesn't reference himself. Well, the early church certainly seemed to think it was by Luke. Irenaeus, writing in 185 AD, wrote, "Luke, the follower of Paul, put in a book the gospel that was preached by him." So Irenaeus didn't seem to have any doubts. The Muratorian fragment at the end of the 2nd century AD states that the third gospel was written by Luke, the physician, a companion of Paul. And even a heretic in the 1st century, Marcion, about 135 AD, acknowledged Luke as the author of the third gospel. So there doesn't seem to have been any dispute in the early church that Luke was indeed the author. So if they didn't have any dispute about it, it doesn't seem reasonable for us to dispute it ourselves. So Luke certainly seems to have been the author. What else do we know about this person called Luke? Well, it does seem he may well have been a Gentile. In Colossians chapter 4, Paul is writing to the church in Colossae, and he lists a number of people that have been with him. He mentions Aristarchus, Mark, Jesus called Justus, also sends greetings. This is verse 11 of chapter 4. "These are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God." So he lists those people specifically as being Jewish. Then later on in verse 14, he mentions our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings. So there he says that Luke is a doctor, he's a dear friend, and he lists him separately from the other people he specifically mentions as being Jewish. So it seems reasonable to assume that Luke was a Gentile, perhaps God-fearer, who became obviously a Christian, a disciple of Jesus, but then a follower, a companion of Paul, and indeed a dear friend. And more on that in another of these little bits of Luke. So, he is a Gentile and a doctor. So I have a question for you. Here's my question. How do you think that Luke being a Gentile and Luke being a doctor might have affected the way in which he wrote his gospel? The way in which he viewed Jesus, the way in which he selected which parts of the life of Jesus and his disciples to record. What difference might it have made? My wife is a doctor, and the reasons she became a doctor affect everything in the way she lives. And so let me ask you that question. What do you think? Luke the doctor, Luke the Gentile, how might that have affected what he recorded? Let me know what you think. You can email me on mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you see or hear this recording, and I'd love to hear your views. Until the next time we have a little bit more of Luke, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.